Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Good news, the search for the real killer is on. In the case of Brian Koberger, the same one that killed Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman back in the day. Mr. Koberger thinks maybe it's the same guy. Okay, I'm adding that part of conjecture in, but we're adding in the real killer is out there, and this real killer had nothing better to do than frame Brian Koberger. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Aren't you excited that we're now going to search for the real killer?
Oh my gosh, Tony, does it get any shadier? You know, it's just these situations where the evidence is just so strong and the defense really has their back against the wall. And, you know, we always tease about throwing mud up against the wall. This doesn't even rise. This is more like spaghetti up against the wall and praying it sticks.
Are we that out of options at this point in Koberger camp that we're going for searching for the real killer?
Yeah, they really are. It's just so insurmountable. That's my belief. Obviously, it has to be proven in court, mm-hmm. but all of the rulings have gone into the favor of the prosecution, you know, in terms of nothing being has been thrown out. And so it just keeps mounting and mounting. And I tell you what, just even that little piece of evidence about Maddie's fingernails mm-hmm. and there being a percentage that it's Brian Koberger, it's just undeniable. There's no way out. And mm-hmm. so this is the only thing they can do.
I mean, let's talk about just this idea. Let's entertain it for a moment. The idea of someone planting touch DNA on this knife sheath and leaving it there so people find someone else other than the real killer. Let's just talk about the plausibility of doing that, of putting touch DNA on this knife sheath. How would one go about doing such a thing to this extent? And then you can't see touch DNA, so you really got, you're kind of doing a crapshoot and knowing if it actually is on there or not from whatever thing you're taking the DNA from, I guess. Explain how this could work.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, really, you have to go with this option, and that is that somebody, being Brian Koberger, purchased a K-Bar knife and sheath off of Amazon and had it in his possession, and then the person who was going to commit this crime then stole it with gloved hand, so his DNA or fingerprints wouldn't be on there, hoping that there would be touch DNA, which is not always the case. And then at that point, after committing these heinous murders, would have his mind about him and his wits about him to somehow plant it under Maddie Mogan's slaughtered body. That's the scenario that would have to play out.
Seems reasonable, doesn't it?
My gosh.
I want to touch on something there that you mentioned, and I know you've mentioned it in the past. I think it was on Dateline. I don't think you've even mentioned it here. The Amazon thing. That's never come out, has it? Of that, I know they're looking at his receipts and everything that, you know, what did he buy? And I don't believe we publicly know about that yet, but where are you coming from on that?
Okay, so in Dateline, it came out through Dateline sources.
Okay.
Not anything I per se mentioned, but something that they said in Dateline.
Okay.
That it was purchased by that. And I trust these producers.
Yeah.
This is Dateline. They are not putting their reputations out on the line if they don't have really solid,
sure,
factual information. So that's number one. But number two, we've seen these recent filings where they talk about it. And specifically, you have the defense saying, no, 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 please don't let Brian Koberger's search history in. And we don't want his Amazon search history in or his Amazon receipt history in. Now, Tony, if he didn't have receipts showing he purchased the K-Bar knife, I doubt that they would be putting up this much of a fight.
And that's the thing. That's where I'm going with it all the time, too, is, okay, I mean, when you have a warrant, when you're looking for specific things, you have to have a reason for why you're looking at it. Now, I could see, you know, kind of broad stroking this here, going, well, let's look at the receipts. Why not? That usually does give us something, even if you don't know if anything is going to be on there. But even more so, if there is something on there, which now, I mean, in discovery, the prosecution, the defense will know what is on those receipts. And for them to really put up this stink, would they be putting up a stink about Amazon receipts if there was nothing on those receipts?
No, they wouldn't. Yeah. And in fact, they would want those in. The defense would want that in. And again, this isn't like a Google search.
No.
That is a pretty general warrant that people are going to get in a case like this. It's an Amazon search that's very focused, very specific. And particularly the search warrant, if we look back clear 2 years ago, if you look at that search warrant, it dialed down to K-Bar and really focused in on three very specific knives.
Mm-hmm.
So they had it dialed down 2 years ago, really. But of course, then now the defense has seen these receipts and searches. I think it's going to be quite interesting to see what all he considered in terms of weapon choices.
Yeah. I mean, do you think we're going to see these receipts before the trial now that the judge is really loosening up on sealed evidence and such? Or is this going to be one of those, oh, wow, we're going to find this out once this trial actually gets going?
I wouldn't doubt it that we'll see it, Tony. And, you know, we're now listening to the 911 tape that I really didn't think we would get prior to.
Yeah.
But, you know, people are FOIAing. Doing FOIA requests. I think that's how we got this. And so he's much looser now, and for good reason. They don't match up with the reasons that you're supposed to seal for, mm-hmm. which are very specific reasons, and we're outside of any of that purview. I mean, this doesn't put an informant in jeopardy. It doesn't put an investigation in jeopardy, meaning they're not planning on arresting anyone else. This doesn't meet the criteria for being sealed, and that's why the judge told the prosecution and the defense, cut it off. You know, we're not sealing all this stuff up anymore.
Where do you think this goes next from here? With obviously, they're throwing this one out there, and it feels like the story of the week, just like the other ones kind of have been, where they come and they go. Is this going to be the story that you think is going to make it into trial? Is the judge even going to allow this sort of theory into trial? You can't just like whip this out there and go, well, it's going to be in. You got to have something backing up this grandiose idea.
Well, the third party culprit, any evidence that's introduced has to meet certain criteria. And that is, it can't be based on conjecture, mm-hmm. on suppositions, on rumors. That won't fly with any judge. They won't let it in. But what does fly is actual evidence, for instance, particular evidence that would point to a particular person. Something like that could be offered up, like witness identification, mm-hmm. you know, a witness identifying something. But other than that, this judge, and we've seen it in the past, he is a no-nonsense judge, and he's not going to let the defense take this jury on a wild goose chase without facts.
Who do you think... and I know we can't, there's not like a specific name here for this, because I can't think of anybody, because no, there's been no other third party culprits even brought into this, other than this idea that there's somebody planted this. So is Koberger saying that the real killer planted this? Like there's somebody outside of the purview of the police that went in, did this, and wants to get Koberger framed for it? Or is he saying more so the cops planted this there to get Koberger because they really needed to get somebody? I mean, I'm not quite clear, and I don't know that they've been quite clear yet on their direction. I don't even know they know the direction they're going, quite honestly.
Yeah. No, I thought it was very interesting that they weren't particularly saying it was law enforcement or police like they've done in other cases. Instead, they are saying, you know, the real killer, that the real killer is purposefully trying to frame Brian Koberger, not offering really any reason why they picked Brian Koberger. I mean, why not just steal a K-bar knife from the shelf of Cabela and use that if you're just trying to point the direction away from yourself? You know, the problem is, Tony, when something is just imagined and doesn't make sense, it's hard for us to make it make sense.
Yeah, completely. And then we have to assume that the real killer also has no DNA anywhere, only the planted DNA of Koberger at the scene.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.